Okay, I'm now calling the meeting to order. I guess I don't have to ask about the minutes or anything like this on a special call meeting. And the topic is what to do with the Confederate monument and the two busts of Confederate officers in Forsyth Park. Now, I've done a quick draft of what we might send to the city council to the commission of the city of Savannah, from Savannah Chatham County Historic Site and Monument Commission, subject the Confederate Monument in Forsyth Park. We respectfully request the commission to implement the task forces, and I don't have the full title of that task force, but that is called a task force, recommendation of whatever the date was. To the commission regarding the two busts of Confederate officers and the addition to the monument of a third plaque honoring all Civil War dead. That's it. Any response?
This is Christopher. Hi, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to say thank you for supporting this called meeting, but first of all, I really appreciate the commissioners for also agreeing to this. I think it's really important. And I agree with that. When I requested the meeting, I was hoping that we could be very simple and straightforward about this, and that pretty much nails it. The only thing that I would say in regard to the text is I would say we don't even need to reiterate what to do. There's eight recommendations in the task force. It's called the Confederate Memorial Task Force Final Report. It was dated December 22, 2017. And they list eight recommendations. And what I was simply going to suggest is just to say we support the recommendations of the task force. And that's about it. I mean, I don't know that we need to. I wasn't suggesting we go and relitigate this, and I don't think we need to, and I don't think that's the purpose of this meeting, if I'm not mistaken. This work has already been done, the recommendations have been made, and I support the letter that you said. So,
okay, thank you. Anyone else?
This is Sean. I look at this from a couple of different angles. First off, I do want it to be noted that, yes, I understand that Georgia law says certain things, and I'm rereading the recommendations as well from the task force. Thank you, Christopher. Thank you, Christopher, for sending that out, because I read it when it first came out back in December of 2017. And I'm rereading it, and I reread it, and I'm making sure I have all of the recommendations. I do have certain issues with the recommendations. For instance, I don't think any of the Confederates should be memorialized in any way, shape, or form. I don't want to go down the entire road of the Confederacy, but they were traitors to the U.S. And I'm not even going to address, and they were also racist. I mean, they supported slavery. I mean, the Constitution was written, African-Americans were viewed as 3/5 of a person. That's not true. They are a human being. Everybody is created equal. So I still do not want any Confederate memorialization at all. If you want to relocate it, put it inside of a museum. You don't see that type of thing in any other country. You don't see memorials to Nazism in Germany. No, you don't. To me, it boggles my mind how we as a society, the United States of America, in 2020 can sit here and continue to quote unquote memorialize traitors and people that were so aggressive to an entire group of human beings for whatever reason. I mean, I don't want to go down the entire historical reciting the entire history of the slave trade, but that was a brutal, disgusting, vile time in American history. We should not be commemorating it at all. And I know, Dr. Henry, you're a history professor, so you can probably explain it far better than I can. But regardless, it's disgusting what America did. I agree that, yes, we're confined by certain types of the law by the state, which is clearly shown that they don't want to actually take any initiative in getting rid of this stuff. I think it's disgusting. I think that we need to, one, support. Yes, I agree with Christopher. We need to support the recommendations that were sent. But we also need to send a message to city council to stand up and to say, yes, you know what, Georgia, you have an antiquated law that won't let us actually make our city inclusive to every single human being. I mean, you can go right down the list. Take San Francisco back in the early 2000s when Gavin Newsom was mayor. Yes, gay marriage and same-sex marriage was outlawed and not legalized, but you know what? Gavin Newsom stood up as mayor and said, no, we are going to allow same-sex marriage here in the city of San Francisco. And now that started an entire different route, and now throughout the entire country, same-sex marriage is viewed. And I can go right down the list of other cities that stood up and took a stand against these antiquated laws where we can't move a racist, treasonous monument to the Confederacy. That's just my, I don't want to go too much into depth, but I think we need to also urge city council to take a stand and to, you know what, let them sue us and let them fight it out in court. I mean, get rid of this law in Georgia and let Savannah be the model of what Jonathan Winthrop said in the 1600s about United States. Let Savannah be a city upon a hill. Granted, he wasn't talking about Savannah at that time. But let Savannah be a city upon a hill and get rid of that antiquated law in Georgia and force the hands of somebody who's already tried to disenfranchise and has successfully disenfranchised hundreds of thousands of people from voting, which is, unfortunately has put that governor into office. I'm going to take a break for now.
Well, your points are well taken, Sean. I think we may indeed be at a time now where that the original city council resolution or whatever it was is looking a little dated given the circumstances of the past 2 weeks. And but that's up to the city council.
Chairman, with all due respect, the 2017 and The 2017 recommendations, they were never even acted upon by the old city council.
This is what I need this clarification because I don't.
Christopher, could I interject something? I totally agree with Sean. I do think that for the purposes of this meeting, I think it would be a lot more powerful for us to focus on one letter supporting this. I think more should be done as well, personally. I've been neck deep into this, and I don't know that we need to go into all this. I've spoken to the ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center, NAACP. I just spoke with the mayor earlier today. I just spoke with the city attorney earlier today. A lot of these conversations were in confidentiality, so I'm not going to repeat, you know, what everything that's being said and that I'm trying to sort of advocate on my own for. I think that we could go in a million different directions on this, but I feel like for the purposes of this meeting, it might be more advantageous for us to focus on, are we sending a letter and then perhaps having a longer conversation about what should be done. Right now, what's on the table as far as the task force, they haven't recommended the obelisk, the large monument in the middle of the park. They did not recommend that for it to be moved. Now that's a separate conversation in my mind. Right now, what I was hoping to do is support the task force recommendations. The past city council did unanimously vote to accept the recommendations. Van Johnson was a city council member when he made that vote. And yes, it's correct that nothing was done at that point. That's basically where we stand right now. Now, I don't want to go into all the particulars of the Georgia law, but there are, I have darn near memorized the thing at this point, spoken to lawyers and other preservationists and whatnot. There's a path right now to relocate these busts. State law prevents them being moved specifically being moved to cemeteries or museums. But in the interest of preserving and protecting them, there is a clause in the law that does not prohibit the movement if it's for the protection or preservation, which I would argue this is what we're doing. We're trying to protect these busts because they've been vandalized. So I feel like let's take this step and make this movement and show City Council that we support this task force. And then perhaps we can move forward and have a longer conversation, because we could be here for 3 hours talking about slavery. And I agree with what Sean's saying, but I would suggest we narrow our focus here.
Well, I agree with what both of you were saying. Who else would like to chime in on this?
Director Henry, before we move forward, I just want to reiterate really quickly to everyone what Dr. Henry said prior to the meeting. We are here to stay on one singular topic, and our bylaws do state that we're not to deviate from the topic at hand. Wanted to state that it would probably be a good idea to go through the board members one by one and get their comments.
Okay.
Then at the end, I can add in Lisa D. Watson's comments that she provided to us as well.
Okay. Let's see. I don't have a list. We've got Sean, Christopher, Tom.
Yeah. I can't disagree with what Sean said in many ways. However, I'm a historian also, so I'm well aware of the history.
I'm not a historian, by the way. That's not my field.
Yeah. I'm a historian.
Sorry, I didn't mean to mix up. I knew one of you was a historian. I couldn't remember which one.
That's all right.
I barely know what month I'm in at this point. So sorry about that,
Sean.
Dr. Henry is a political scientist, which is pretty close. But anyway, I am a little bit. I'm not sure what we can actually do or what we are actually doing. In that sense, that this was a recommendation. I mean, I read this thing 2 years ago when it was proposed. When it came up before us, it didn't really come up before us, but when we talked about it in meetings a year and a half ago, whenever it became an issue a year ago, it wasn't really an issue for us because it was going directly to City Council. I mean, and they were the ones that were supposed to act on it, and they didn't really act on it. So I'm not really sure what we have, certainly to, if this is just a symbolic letter of support, I'm all for that. I, of course, would vote for that. But if we are trying to propose changes to the recommendation, that in some ways is a whole separate thing that I don't think we have any real voice. They never gave us a voice to evaluate this proposal or to evaluate what we would think would be appropriate to do.
Right.
So I don't really understand what we're doing. I don't understand what we're doing and what we can do. And, you know, it truly, is this just a symbolic gesture that makes everyone feel better on our committee? I don't know. I mean, in some ways, it seems like it's a fait accompli. It's out of our hands. It's like screaming into the wind. But,
well, what is not a fait accompli is they haven't acted on it.
Yeah, that's true. True.
And that's what we're asking them to do. We respectfully request is how the memo starts.
Okay. I'll support that. I mean, I'll support, the letter, the idea of it, the concept of it. But I don't think, and even if you want to mention that we, in the letter, that we feel that, that maybe it should be reconsidered. But again, reconsider what happens to the actual bus. But, to get all worked up over it, I don't think I want to spend 3 hours here talking about things that really have no impact. We don't have a real vote that's going to even change anything. I mean,
I think that's points well taken, Tom, but I think something of a duty to assert our legitimacy in this area.
Okay.
The task force did a great job. I don't think we could have done better. But we are the Monument Commission.
Yeah.
And I think we have every right to remind the City Council that.
Okay.
I agree. That's, I'm Chris, it's Christopher. It, Chairman, if you don't mind, could I make a brief comment?
Sure.
I agree with that. And I, to be clear, I know Tom and I were on this board when this happened, and he's correct. We weren't involved. The Historic Site and Monument Commission was not involved in this process originally.
Right.
And we really don't have any material power over it, but as Chairman suggested, it's a symbol, and I think that it's important for us to be on record as supporting this. And I hopefully it's not screaming into the wind, but I totally understand that point. But hopefully it provides a little more leverage and also a little bit more support to City Council and the mayor to say, well, this commission wants this, the public wants this, there's petitions that want this. So anyway, that's,
yeah.
I think
okay.
I
okay, let me ask, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, this is Sean again. All right, I just wanted to chime in real quick. First off, I agree. All and Lisa, based off of her comments as well, we're all on the exact same page. Yes, it urged City Council to support the recommendations, although I still think that they're weak, but we all have the same. My suggestion is just let's urge the City Council to go further. This City Council has already done far more in just such a short, brief time. They have clearly shown that they want to be what the people are saying. And let's support City Council in every single way possible. Say, hey, you have a board of your Historic Sites and Monuments Commission, which are essentially advisors to the City Council. We urge you to take that leap, be what you guys have said you want to be all along, and just take that step further. Get rid of, move these things, or heck, put a statue of General Tecumseh Sherman right in front of it. But because that'll really anger a lot of people if they know who
he
is.
Well, let's have some African American.
I'm just saying, urge the change and urge what makes Savannah great. I mean, sitting on the Park and Tree Commission again as the de facto member vote or whatever the legal Latinese term is for that. I apologize, I'm not up to date on my Latin, but people have always said, oh, Forsyth is such a great park. No, I think it's one of the worst parks in the city of Savannah because of that monument. And that's why I just am so strongly adamant about we need, in our recommendation to City Council, we need to also add in the portion about removing it, forcing Georgia state law's hand. And I applaud every single person on this commission. Every single person I know is involved in trying to get rid of this in some way, shape, or fashion. I just want, I'm just basically saying, let's urge it as well in our recommendation to City Council to get rid of that thing. Or like I said, cover it in a tarp and put General Tecumseh Sherman on top of it.
Well, I don't know if I would be in support of getting rid of it, you know, completely because of the intention of the original monument, as I understand the history. So I would not support a letter that would say that we want to get rid of the thing completely. I certainly could get rid of the bust of the, you know, the Confederate generals, but the monument itself to me is a whole, I would vote against that personally.
Christopher, you got anything to add?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I don't disagree with Sean on that, but I, like I said, I actually agree with Tom on that. I would say that's a larger, the obelisk, the memorial separate is a separate conversation than the busts. And I feel like that's a worthy conversation to have. And I would be in favor of actually having that conversation at the next scheduled meeting and actually, you know, figuring out what we want to try to push for. But I think in the context of this letter, it would be really straightforward and for us to just say that this work has already been done. The task force is, I think it's a fine document. It is timid. I believe it is a timid recommendations, but I think that it provides a good starting point. And it's a first step. It's not the final step. And that would be my position on that.
Okay, well, let's, Ryan, are you listening, Ryan?
Yes.
Let me ask you to put that under new business for our next meeting, if we don't have a special meeting about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Dr. Henry, I just wanted to go ahead, if it's a good time, go ahead and read Lisa D. Watson's comments onto the record.
Yes, please do.
Okay. So again, for the record, this is a comment provided to us from Lisa D. Watson, one of our board members. She states that after reading the Confederate Monument Task Force report and recommendations, she has a few comments to express since she was unable to attend this meeting today. She also wanted to thank Christopher for initiating this conversation. She states that as an artist, it's a strange but interesting concept that a sculpture is continuously transformed. The erected memorial in 1875 by the Savannah Ladies Memorial Association was solid and served the community in an almost unbiased way. We probably wouldn't have today's conversation if George Wimberly Jones Duren didn't initiate the changes to the memorial. She then states that in regards to the task force recommendations, she agrees with, and she hopes that City Council will move to recommendation number one, rename the Confederate Monument to Civil War Memorial. She believes that the Confederate Monument was not the original intent for the sculpture and would like to believe that the community wanted a place to mourn their fallen family members, not to worship the Confederacy, as well as part of recommendation four, not to alter the blank vertical panel on the south side of the memorial, because she likes the idea that future generations will have the opportunity to contribute to the sculpture. And recommendation five, relocate the McClaws and Bartow monuments to Laurel Grove North Cemetery. She agrees with the task force that the two monuments are distracting to the Civil War Memorial and also idolizing Confederate leaders does not seem at all appropriate to her. And then she also asks, to let her know if you would like any help with the letter to the mayor or city council members.
Well, please thank her for me if I don't get a hold of her. I don't think I have her number. Okay.
And we also received multiple comments from one member of the public. We did get various updates from that member of the public. If you'd like me to read those, I can, or you can view them at your leisure.
I'm going to poll you all. Christopher, do you want them read?
I actually read them. I think they're a little bit off topic as far as what we're discussing here, but I'm open to whatever anyone else thinks.
Okay. Tom, you want them read?
As long as it's not going to take like 2 hours to read them all, I guess.
Okay. I can just show you the first one if you'd like as a board and just kind of give you the gist of it.
Okay.
If that sounds all right with you.
Yes, it's fine.
She kind of is reiterating what Lisa D. Watson states in hers, in her comment as well, that the memorial essentially was built for one reason, but they were adding pieces to it. So she's stating that, I believe she's stating that the removal of those portions and possibly relocating the two busts to Laurel Grove is a good idea. So it's kind of a gist, essentially, okay. If that makes sense.
Is that satisfactory to you all, Tom?
Yes, to me. Yeah, it is.
Sean? Satisfactory?
Sean? This is Sean. I'm okay with that because I'm double checking everything. So yeah.
Okay, Christopher. Tom. I don't even get you guys.
Yeah.
Who did I miss? I think I missed somebody.
It's Christopher, Tom. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
And Dr. Henry, I believe we also have other members of the public. Dr. Henry.
I'm sorry, I couldn't really understand.
Oh, Dr. Henry.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Henry, this is Melanie Wilson, the executive director of the NPC. How are you?
I'm fine, Melanie. How are you?
I am fine. I just want to get a little bit of clarification. It is my understanding that the study was approved by the past city alderman, but that there was no funding put in place to think about being able to implement it because, of course, the Georgia state law kind of prevented some of the recommendations from occurring. As part of your letter, does the board want to make a recommendation that as part of any upcoming budget, that there's monies put inside aside to help implement this, because there's a cost to moving and a cost to altering. And I don't want, I want to make sure that that's something that you all are thinking about. Thank you.
Let me make a proposal and see what you all think about it. We start off with this: we respectfully request the commission to implement, and I think we could accommodate this, and it's a good suggestion, to fund and implement.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, this is Christopher. Yeah, I agree with that, and I appreciate the director's comment. From my conversations, I'm not going to speak for anyone else. I don't think that, so I think that's legitimate, but I don't think that that's the point of contention with moving these right now. I think they need a place to move them to and stay within state law. I don't know that the budget is part of that, but I'm open to supporting that as well, if that's what everyone thinks.
Well, it does cost money, as the director says. So
correct.
What's your view, Sean?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sean Mannion again. My view is yes, I think we should address the funding side, because the last time a monument came up to this commission about moving it, we all remember how that one went. And I don't want to rehash that at all. So I think we should address them. Thank you, Director, for mentioning the funding aspect as well. But yeah, I think we do need to mention in our letter to fully fund and implement these recommendations based off of the task force. So that way they can't use.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, just so that way the excuse can't be used. Oh, yeah, we support them, but we just don't want to pay for it. No, right. It can be done.
Yeah. Tom, you got anything to add?
Okay, we support.
You're gonna have something's wrong with your sound, Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry. It should be on. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, I would support that. To add that half a sentence is probably very valuable to make sure it gets implemented. And if it's too expensive, I'll go down there and cut them off myself and carry them whatever they want. I mean, really.
If it's too, yeah. This is Sean. I completely agree with Tom on if it's too expensive, I'll do it myself. And I even have a really bad shoulder, but it's metal enforced, so that's always a good thing.
I'm with you, Sean. Give me a call.
Well, it may be, given the times right in which we are, it may be done by people other than ourselves and other than the government of the city.
Yeah, that's true.
Mr. Chairman, this is Christopher. I support that language as well. I mean, that seems totally reasonable.
Okay. Director, is that agreeable with you?
Yes, I just made it as a suggestion because I wanted to make sure that as we are putting together the letter, working with you, that we're really clear on what the wishes of the commission are. And a lot of times people talk about doing stuff, but sometimes forget about the costs that are associated with doing that. So just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Well, it's a good suggestion.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
This is Sean. I have something just popped into my head when the director was talking about costs. Maybe it's Christopher, but I don't remember which one. Is it possible to know what the cost to remove additional artwork from the statue is? For example, what the cost Greenscapes has to incur every time they remove the additional artwork from the busts? I know that the McClaws Monument, they had to remove the artwork two times already, specifically from the last one about a week ago, and I was just wondering if there's any way to know what that estimated cost is. I know, I don't think we have anybody from Greenscapes here, but it was just something that popped in my head, kind of also going into the, hey, this can also save money.
Are you referring to the spray-painted fist?
Yes, but I'm not going to refer to it as graffiti.
Dr. Henry, this is Ryan. I can look into what the cost is for graffiti removal, if that's something the board would like.
Well, please, yeah, but it sounds like they would, so let's Thank you very much for that, Ryan.
Right, and just for clarification again, I just wanted to make sure that in general, there was at least, if this is the wish of the board, that there was at least a request for them to start, you know, to start looking at things with regards to what that cost may be. And as Ryan indicated, we will look at what the cost is for the work that was previously done. And we can also check with some of the other communities that had to move statues and other artwork to other places to see what those costs are. We can provide that assistance working with the city. I just wanted to make sure that, again, if you all are talking about the fact that you would like to have the study implemented, that there was at least the acknowledgement that there needed to be some money that was put toward implementing the suggestions of that study.
Thank you. That's a very good suggestion, because I think it we create the image that we're on the city council's team, which in many ways we are, and that we understand their problems.
Mr. Chairman, this is Christopher. Could I make a comment?
Sure.
In regard to the to budgeting for this, I appreciate the director's question, and I think that's a good point. In my conversations with many multiple people, I just found out, which I did not know, that there is a preservation fund that is funded through taxes from hotels around that is separate from the city budget. And I, just to throw that idea out there, I don't know who administers that, but that might be an option.
Christopher, sorry, Mr. Chairman, this is Sean. If I can answer Christopher's question about that fund that he's talking about. So I actually had our Park and Tree Commission meeting on Tuesday, and Director Denny had mentioned that fund as well. And actually, City Council, please correct me if I'm wrong, Leah or Ryan or Director as well, but City Council has voted to revoke that tax. So that so that does not exist anymore, and it's roughly about a $500,000 to $600,000 allotment.
Thanks for that clarification. I was wondering.
Please correct me if I'm wrong. That's correct. It was repealed
by the city council. Savannah.
That is correct. Yes, Savannah City Council repealed that tax previously this year.
Okay, well, never mind.
do I hear, if the discussion is drawing to a close, do I hear a motion to
Dr. Henry, we need to have public comment. I apologize.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Does the public have any comments at this point?
We'll need to use the raise your hand feature, Dr. Henry.
Okay. If there is a raise your hand feature on the screen, and you touch that, and I don't know if I can see you or not, frankly.
Dr. Henry, this is Leah. I'm watching. I'm running the meeting and I'm looking for hands.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
I don't see any. We do have 18 attendees, but I don't see any hands raised. Okay.
That's all we can do. I don't have an agenda with me. Is it appropriate for us to vote now?
Mr. Chairman, this is Christopher. Could I ask a point of clarification, and maybe you or staff could answer this? So if I would like to make a motion for this letter. Now, I don't know what language to use. Is it that we resolve to send this letter? I don't know what kind of language to use, but I want it to be as, you know, official as possible.
Well, okay, yeah. That's a good point. Before we get to that, I wanted to ask you all.
Sorry, Dr. Henry, we have a hand now.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Chase Anderson, I'm going to unmute you, and you can go ahead and speak. If I can get you to unmute. I I don't know why it won't unmute. Chase, you can't speak, can you? All right, Chase, can you please type your question or comment in the chat box to us? Sorry, I unmuted everybody apparently. Can you all talk now? Oh, God. Sorry, everybody.
Hello?
I got you now. Okay. I'm so sorry. This is my first time running one of these, so I apologize. I'm unmuting all the board members and staff.
You're doing a far better job than I would.
My apologies, but I still, for some reason, can't unmute the member of the public who was wanting to ask a question, and I don't know why. So I'm hoping he could use the question box or the chat box to ask his question. Oh, here we go. Here's this question. He's saying yes.
That's a question. is that it?
Hang on 1 second. Yeah. Are you trying to help me? Hang on. Pardon me 1 second. I'm going to mute myself while IT assists me.
While Leah is working on doing that, what I can suggest is that the staff take a stab at writing a draft letter based on your comments and then send it to the board to finalize, if that helps make your lives easier. And this is Melanie Wilson, the executive director.
Sorry, this is Leah. Chase, you are self-muted. That is the issue. And Chase, not Melanie.
Oh, okay.
But he did type in his question. On this webinar, just support the task force findings and lay out the moral implication is what he is asking. But Chase, if you have something else to say, you are self-muted. I apologize for my confusion on that. I understand the self-muted now. So I'll let you know if he says anything else, but I apologize. Go ahead.
Could you tell me what – I don't think I understood Mr. Anderson's question. Could you
– he says – just, he says, just support the task force findings. So he's asking you all to just simply support the task force findings.
That's what we've done.
I'm just reading his task for you.
Well, the answer is yes, that's a good idea, and we will do it.
Okay.
Okay.
He says much thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. I'm going to read. If we're, are we ready for a motion, Leah? I mean, is there something I'm missing on the agenda?
No, that's the only item on the agenda.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, this is Sean. I would like to make a motion to, since there are no other public comments, and thank you very much for all of the attendees for making this call. I would like a motion to write a letter in support of the task force recommendations, as well as to make sure including the budgetary and funding aspects to it that Director Wilson had mentioned. And I know that verbiage was horrible, but
We've got that in, Sean. I put it now reads, we respectfully request the commission to fund and implement.
Yes. Yeah, that. I make that motion.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, before there's a sec, this is Christopher. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make get a point of clarification. So I was hoping we could send this letter sooner rather than later. Now, is the process, I just want to be clear on the process here. Are we voting right now to write the letter or send the letter? Because we need to agree on the language in the letter. And right. I want to see if we're going to send this over email for everyone to agree on, are we able to vote over email now, or are we going to need another meeting to do this? I'm just a little confused. I just want to make sure I'm clear on what our next steps are here.
Ryan or Leo, what do you think?
This is Melanie Wilson, the executive director. If you all as a board vote to and have some general language in your resolution, what we can do is take the information from the resolution and put it in the form of a letter, because Dr. Henry will be the one that is finally signing it, and send it to everyone. We're not going to put anything in a letter that usurps the decisions that you've already made. So that's normally how this is done. The board votes, a letter is drafted, the chairman does the final review to make sure that the board is included in the letter and signs up.
Okay, thank you, Director. I appreciate that.
Well, no, we have a pretty tight draft. You're welcome to in fact, we would welcome you looking it over and making sure it's okay. And I'm going to reread so we all know what we're voting on. Excuse me.
I was going to say that would be perfectly fine with me. If somebody can email me that, I'll be glad to do a quick review of that as well. But if you want to go ahead and read what you've got, it can be kind of part of your motion, and we'll have that.
Okay. To the Commission of the City of Savannah, Savannah-Chatham County Historic Site and Monument Commission, subject to the Confederate Monument in Forsyth Park. I think I'll add in there bust and busts, because we do put that in the text of the letter. We respectfully request the commission to fund and implement the Confederate Memorial Task Force's recommendation of whatever the date is to the commission regarding the two busts of Confederate officers and the addition to the monument of a third plaque honoring all Civil War dead. That's it.
Thank you for the clarification, Mr. Chairman and Director.
We do need a second.
I'll second that. This is Christopher.
Okay, thank you, Christopher. Okay, I'm going to go through three people who are the commissioners who were present. Tom, how do you vote?
Aye.
Christopher?
Aye.
Sean?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries.
All right.
Now, Christopher, Sean, I do want to commend you on your suggestions. I think we more or less have concluded that it's best taken up, those problems which are going to be real problems are best taken up separately in some fashion. And Ryan has put that on the new business for the next meeting.
We will add that under new business for the next meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. You might want to check with Sean about how to do it. What he would like to discuss more specifically.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chairman, this is Sean again. Yeah, I have no problem. What I want to discuss is exactly what I said, is the flat out removal of those statues and any, granted I'm coming at it from a very, I know that there's some, well, no, we should still honor, there's, I want the discussion to be had to really force city council's hands to stake it, to take a stand and get rid of that.
Well, I look forward, to talking about it.
It pertains to the Confederacy.
Mm-hmm. So I had relatives who fought both the Union and the Southern side. Okay. Is there any further business?
Oh, Mr. Chairman, this is Christopher. Yes. I just wanted to thank you and thank you as chairman, and thank all the MPC staff, and also thank my fellow commissioners for supporting this and for agreeing to this special meeting. I think this is a really important thing for us to do, and I just wanted to express my deep, deep thanks for that.
Well, the thanks is mutual, Christopher. And I also would add as chair, this, what he said. I mean, the staff has been a splendid job, and you guys, the commissioners, have hung in there. And I'm very grateful. Any other further comments?
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean. Last comment I want to make is I completely agree with everything Christopher just said as well. And I also want to thank, I know Leah, I believe it was, said that there were 18 attendees to this meeting. So again, I do want to thank again.
Thank you, attendees.
For taking time and joining. And we hope you can also make the next meeting when the my discussion topic comes up again. So thank you again, everyone.
Yeah, agreed.
And maybe one day I'll also learn what Dr. Henry's a doctor of and that Tom's a historian.
Well, more or less public administration. I have that's what I think of as my field, although I have some degrees in political science. Okay, do I hear a move to adjourn?
This is Christopher. I move we adjourn.
Second?
Second. This is John. I second.
Okay, I have to go through the list again. Tom, how do you vote?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we can adjourn. Okay. Absolutely.
Sean?
Yes. Yes.
Christopher?
Aye. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you all.
Thank you. Okay, I appreciate you taking the time to do this. I know it can be it's a sensitive topic. I think you handle it extremely well. And with that, the meeting is now adjourned.